Hi, kids and kidzoids. You've reached Stories and Stuff, and I'm Joy Bubbles, your storyteller from here in Minneapolis. You know what used to come in cereal boxes when I was 4 years old? Little license plates. Oh, I couldn't wait to get the cereal. It wasn't so much that I liked the cereal, but those little license plates, maybe about 3 by 5 inches or something like that, they had upraised letters on them, and every time I'd get one. Somebody would give me one or something, or we'd get one in cereal. It seems like I would learn a new letter. And so I knew maybe about 20 of the letters at 4. And I'd sleep with those things and think about letters and how they made words and stuff. And it was just the most amazing thing. Well, you know, if I hadn't got out of the car and read license plates, we may never have known about the very best school I attended in my whole life. It started one night when I was saying, "Daddy, what do you do when you go to work and they're gone all day?" And he said, "Well, I drive and drive, and I go to schools, and I talk to the principal and get permission to take all the kids' pictures. And then they pay me, and that's the money we use for important things, like buying angel food cake and paying for the phone, so you can dial on the phone at night, you know, and oh, those kind of things." And, "Daddy, I wish I could go to work with you." And he thought about it, and he said, "Well, you could, but you'd have to be up and ready at 5 in the morning. I couldn't wait. You know, let's do it tomorrow." "Oh, okay. I'm going to drive several hundred miles tomorrow. So if you're sure." So he was going to come in and wake me up and stuff, and at 5 in the morning, and I just about had my clothes on. The only thing I didn't have right was my shirt. I couldn't get the buttons and the buttonholes to match up. There was more of one than the other, and he showed me how to, you know, to start at the beginning, and he buttoned them for me and washed my face and hands and brushed my teeth, and we were off. And we drove and drove, and asked me if I was hungry, and I said, "Yeah, I think so." And he said, "Well, we're going to stop at a truck stop and eat." "But, Daddy, we're not a truck." And he said, "Well, no, but they have good food there for two hungry boys. You don't have to be a truck. All you have to be is a couple hungry boys and come in there wanting to eat." "Have you ever eaten steak and eggs?" "No, I didn't know they could serve those together." So that's what we had for breakfast. And boy, they did have good food. And those truckers and the waitresses and stuff, they had more fun talking to me because I talked about Daddy taking school pictures, and that's how he got the money to buy angel food cake. And a lot of times I'd eat the whole angel food cake on the way home from the grocery store. And I told those truckers other things like that and everything, and how I woke up at night and dialed on the phone and then told the phone company about when something was wrong with the phone, and they got it fixed for me and stuff like that. Well, we went on farther, and all of a sudden Daddy said, "Hey, you know, there's an amazing telephone, a kind I bet you've never seen." And he said, "It's a payphone." I said, "Oh, I've used the payphone." "Yeah, but this one will be different. It doesn't have a dial on it. It has something else." "What?" "Oh, let's just go out and see it." So he